This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I covered it earlier. Here's an article. So roll all these weaknesses into the recent Washington Post ABC poll, and you have a political dead man, especially on one key crosstab, the one where they ask Americans if they're better off than they were 4 years ago. It's an election killer for any president who is on the wrong side of that survey, and Biden is right there. That is from ABC News. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will tell you, I told you so. I will tell you, Joe Biden is dead man walking. I've said it. I've been saying it for months. He never should have been shoehorned into office in the coup. It had nothing but bad ramifications for the Democrats. Who would put a demented, old, corrupt, pathological, lying clown into office and expect something good to occur? The Democrats, that's who. The article goes on. Joe Biden's approval rating is 19 points underwater. His ratings for handling the economy and immigration are at career lows. And folks, keep this in mind. This is with a press and a leftist machine that has been propping the man up. What do you think would happen if people really knew the truth, if the news reported exactly what was going on about the economy, that we are way into a recession, that Joe Biden doesn't have a clue how to create new jobs, that all he does is try to data whip you by manipulating data? And how's it working out for you in real life? Can you imagine if we had this level of inflation with Trump? They would be constantly reminding you of it. The price of such and such used to be this, and now it's this. It's horrible. Donald Trump is killing old people. He's starving Americans. Not a single word. Price of eggs were like gold ingots at one point. Not a word. Gasoline, way over. The presidents are not responsible for the price of gasoline. Until they are. What about the stock market? How's that going? What about inflation eating into whatever money you've earned for a job? What about credit card debt soaring? People no longer have savings. And I could go on. You want to reflect on this economy and tell me that you think Joe Biden's done a good job? The polls would be far worse. They go on to say this. A record number of Americans say they've become worse off under Biden. Three quarters say he's too old for the term. Donald Trump is looking better in retrospect. All severe challenges for Biden in his reelection campaign ahead. These are the things he has to deal with. And Biden, we played a clip earlier where he says, I vaccinated America and I gave you a great economy. Wow, that's your stump speech. 44% of Americans in the latest ABC Washington Post said they've gotten worse off financially under Biden. The most for any president since 1986. Just 37% approve of his job performance. And you have to wonder, what drug, is this a designer drug? What drug are you on that you think he's done okay? By anybody's standards, let's say you are okay. You go, you know what? I know it killed a bunch of people, but it didn't really impact me. Okay, fine. But do you really believe he's better off for everybody else? Because I'm going to tell you, if you do believe that, you don't grocery shop and you don't pick up the tab at checks. Because let me tell you, you go out to eat and you see what Biden inflation is doing and you go, wow. I'm just blown away. I literally am blown away. I was in a grocery store the other day. A bag of Doritos, the bigger bag, not the little bags. I'm not talking convenience store. I'm talking grocery store. A little bag of Doritos is $4. I mean, the medium size, $4. The bigger bag is almost $6. And you know how they entice you to buy Frito-Lay? They tell you, buy four, and they're, you know, $2 each. But if you buy one, it's $4.50. So you're better off buying four. Now, you know, they're going to fatten us up because that's the only reasonable price. But let me tell you, go look at anything you bought. I don't know if they do this, but you compare the price of ground beef today versus what it was 4 years ago. See if there. I know there's got everything's on the internet, so that's got to exist. It's outrageous. It's atrocious. I go to the grocery store and I have a number in mind. I go, it'll cost me about $60. It'll be $87, and I'm going, what? And I look. In full disclosure, I don't know the price, but I go, this is about what I value it at. $60, and it's usually high. Forget it, boy. Anyway, they go on to say this. On handling immigration in the U.S. border, Biden's rating is even lower with 23%. In terms of intensity of sentiment, 20% strongly approve of his work, 45% strongly disapprove. That intensity of sentiment is the one that people look at. They can't stand him. They strongly disapprove. So it might be 53% disapprove, but 45% strongly disapprove. But his intent on his positive side are very low, very low. And 74% say he's too old for a second term. That's up 6 percentage points since May. Now, I already gave you that Trump, they say 50% say he can't. He's too old. They don't believe it. For them, age is a number. Trump's performance is what they're going to reflect on. When he's up there and he's looking young and he's saying, Joe Biden screwed the country and this is what has happened and he's, you know, whatever. And he does this quintessential Trump. He ain't going to look old because Donald Trump doesn't look old. He doesn't act old. He's the only president, I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me, only president in history that did not age, didn't look older when he left office. I'm not kidding you. He didn't. He looked the same. Some might even argue that he looked younger. They said, such is down on Biden's sentiment that if a government shutdown occurs at month end, 40% say they chiefly blame him and the Democrats in Congress versus 33% who pin it on the Republicans. And that's where I go back to why I disagree a lot of the time with some of the things I talked about with Ann Coulter, who we talked about last hour. I agree with a lot of what Ann says. I think immigration is the Achilles heel of the Democrats. Unquestionably. They have others.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another embarrassing moment for leftists, and this one was on full display on CNN, and it's a guffaw that's sure going to make CNN happy that they have no audience, because Abby Phillip, who's a new host on CNN, I don't watch it, so I'll be honest, I've never seen her. I've seen her off air, but I've never seen her as a host. I didn't know she was a host until I got this clip. She blundered in front of the whole world, and it isn't going to seem like much, but it is. She showcased how inept CNN has become. And let me tell you why I know this. I know this because I'm a media guy. And when I was doing TV, the producers give you all your information. I did not know this until I was asked to host Fox and Friends on a morning, for the morning of the weekend show. And I go in there. It's me, Pete Hegseth, and Abby, what's her name? A young, light-skinned black girl that went to The View for a while. Huntsman. Anyway, I go in thinking we're going to go rap about stories, look at the news cycle, determine what goes on. And I'm up at, 3:30 in the morning, into the pit. It got like 30 different guys, people doing the news. It literally is like a pit, like a TMZ. And they're writing stories. People are busy. And other people are pitching, you know, hey, what about this? And, you know, it's a typical newsroom environment, okay? And so they're working. I come in. I'm the host. I'm one of the hosts, one of three. I'm there earlier than anybody. And I'm looking at stories, and nobody's talking to me. Now, I mean, they don't look up like, hey, Kevin, you know, I'm glad you're going to be host for the weekend. Now, Gavin, who runs the guys, he comes. He says, hey, everything cool? Yeah, Gavin, ready to go. Got my notes, got my computer, and nobody's giving me any love. I'm thinking we're going to dig in. I'm kind of walking around trying to see what people. And every now and people look up and smile, whatever. But they didn't need me there. They were going to do the news, and that was it. So Pete walks in about an hour later, and he got his hands in his pocket, and he's circulating, and, oh, hi, Pete. Hey, Pete. Pete, 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 Pete. So all this, and then he just kind of, like, looks around, sees everybody's working, and they ask him something about, do you want to do a SOT through here? It was a production type thing, discussion. Not a single question about content, nothing. Pete didn't say we're going to do this or that. A couple of people had a discussion about who's going to do the talk, whether it would be him or Abby on some segment that they did, and that was it. And he made a comment. You could tell there was a little bit of tension there because Abby was an interesting personality. And that was it. And I was like, I got up 2 hours early for this. They didn't ask me a single question. There was no input from me. Kevin, what do you think about this story? Is this a hot story or not? Producer, it's like Congress. It isn't congressmen doing the work. It's a bunch of little minions behind the scenes doing the work. And then they say, here's everything we want in there. And the congressman just says, okay, here it is. Here's the bill. It's the same way with the news. The news, somebody is giving, you know, I mean, there's some level of creation, if you will, but it isn't being done by the host. Hosts are nothing more than talking heads. And the only thing you have the ability to do when they put the teleprompter up there is you have the ability, do I want to read it as it is or do I want to embellish or whatever, but it's already there. So your producers better be spot on, or you got a problem. And that's what happened with this girl out at Abby Phillip. She got a problem because this woman gets fact-checked on the air. Here's Matt Gaetz fact-checking her.
I should note that you did vote against the defense appropriations bill this week.
Abby, this is going to be a very embarrassing moment when the internet corrects you on this. I voted for the defense rule both times.
I stand corrected. Congressman, appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love that exchange because it highlights what leftists do when they get fact-checked, when they get somebody says, nah, you're wrong. They run. This is one of the people who made headlines by calling Fox News outrage porn. And she is the antithesis of what Chris Light, the former CEO of CNN, who got run out of there. New face to CNN, the person that Light wouldn't have hired because she's a partisan. And what happens? She gets fact-checked. Her producers screwed up. And she has to tuck tail and run. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you. And then get out of there. She didn't appreciate Gaetz joining her. She's lucky Gaetz didn't follow up. Because I would have seized on it. I would have asked her, which one of your producers is going to get promoted over that mistake? Yeah, promoted. See, that's how things work with leftists. Mistakes get rewarded. You almost have to try to screw up as badly as leftists do. You could tell in that interview, Phillips had more to say. I'm not going to replay it, but she was going to go down that line of questioning you. You voted against it. Yeah. But she had to end the interview, and it was really like, oh, shoot, like deer in the headlight. Okay, well, we appreciate you appearing. Okay, bye. It was a nervous thing. And I can tell you this, I've seen it 1,000 times. If she had any class, she would have pivoted and said, you know what? I apologize, Congressman Gaetz. And then she could have said, well, okay, along those lines, explain to, you know, here, you know, I was thinking that you had voted against it. My mistake. She could have protected her producers. But she says, but let's talk about it. You did vote for it. You know, what elements? I mean, I don't know where the pivot was. I don't know the story. I don't know it deeply. But here's what I do know. If I were the host, I would graciously say, you know what? We're very sorry for that. I think I got some wrong information here. But while we're on the subject, let's, you know, keep on it. Inform the audience. See, that's what I'm telling you. It wasn't about the audience and the audience getting more information and informed about the thing. It was a gotcha politics. Yaha! Look at what you did! She cut and ran. That's what she did. We have the high ground, folks. We have the facts. We have the truth. Every conversation we have should have leftists ending the conversation just like Abby Phillip. Embarrassed. Embarrassed for their ignorance. Embarrassed for the lack of knowledge. Embarrassed for their lack of proper preparation. Embarrassed for their already preconceived outcomes. Embarrassed for all of it. It's not an open and honest conversation. If she wanted to talk about the vote, talk about the vote. What she could have said is, well, Congressman Gates, surely, you know, we can see that there are pros and cons to the issue. And although I did believe that you'd voted against it, for your compatriots who did vote against it, you know, maybe you could expound on that. Again, I don't know the subject matter, but I know this. I know how to pivot, and I know how to say our job is not only if Matt Gaetz voted for it or against it, fine. You want to get him, that's okay. But explain to the people what it means. Don't just play gotcha politics, and that's what the left did. Except in this case, they got gotcha. As I like to say to leftists, be careful when you bring me on your show. You're going to get snake bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden under fire for calling LL Cool J boy during a speech in the Congressional Black Caucus, with everyone from average Americans to a popular radio host scolding the president for the unacceptable comment about a black man. Hunter Biden yesterday filing a lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, alleging the former President Trump lawyer violated his privacy rights by illegally accessing content from Biden's infamous laptop. laptop. That complaint filed in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside a vehicle. When the occupants returned to that vehicle, they were questioned, searched, and taken into custody on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So the Dallas mayor changed parties and became a Republican. But don't expect the Republicans to make a big splash about it. Don't expect the Republicans to market it and make it a big deal. A Democrat mayor in a major city running the city like a Republican and said, you know what, I've seen the other side. I know what these people do. I know what I've faced in making things work. I also know what works, and he's made it work, and we'll get to that in just a second. The mayor, what's his name, Johnson of Dallas, Eric Johnson of Dallas. He said this: I've been mayor in Dallas for more than 4 years. During that time, my priority has been to make this city safer and more vibrant. That meant saying no to those who wanted to defund the police. It meant fighting for lower taxes and a friendlier business climate. It meant investing in family-friendly infrastructure such as better parks and trails. The approach is working. Alone among America's 10 most populous cities, Dallas has brought violent crime down in every major category, including murder, year over year for the past 2 years. In a recent Gallup poll of America's to rate the safety of mayor cities, Dallas came out on top. We've also reduced our property tax every year since I took office, signaling to investors that Dallas intends to remain the nation's most pro-business city. This philosophy helped attract growing small business and several Fortune 500 companies, including Goldman Sachs, the construction engineering firm AECOM, and the global commercial real estate outfit CBRE. After these wins, he writes, or he said, for the people of Dallas, after securing 98.7% of the vote in my reelection campaign this year, I have no intention of changing my approach to my job. Did you hear what I said? 98.7% approval. What ideas is he using? Are these leftist ideas that made 98% of the people vote for this man? Think about that. What election? I mean, unless you're in a banana republic and it's being run by people that elect Joe Biden, nobody gets those kind of numbers. And you know what you're not going to hear? Oh, he was cheated in. Man, he ain't nobody. No, people believe it because it's working. He got consensus. He got Republicans and Democrats alike to say, I want this guy. You think maybe they could learn something from this? I'm talking about the Republican Party. Somebody help me. I'm about to preach. The Republican Party can learn from this man. So can the Democrats. He says, next spring I will be voting in the Republican primary. When my career in elected office ends in 2027, on the inauguration of my successor as mayor, I will leave office as a Republican. You know what I hate about this, people? I hate that we can no longer say, look at the problems of big cities, because every one of them is caused by a Democrat. But maybe we can, because if Eric Johnson is able to do what he does and continues that trend for Dallas, maybe we can prove what happens when you put Republicans in charge, when you put conservative ideas on the ballot. I keep telling you, we're winning. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We are winning. We are the reason people come to this country, want to come here, want to be here, want to embrace it. Nothing about leftism is what they come for, except the freebies. The people who really want to come and take advantage of America, they don't care about the freebies. It may seem alluring at the time because of the way they live. When you live on less than $10 a day, yeah, the freebies are enticing. But when you come here and you see everything that you can be, then you want what America offers you. Your chance at the brass ring. And far too many leftists are bringing the people who want nothing but freebies. The guy writes in this article that's on Hot Air, Eric Johnson sounds like a Republican. Seems to be pretty popular in Dallas. Only mayoral candidate listed on ballots for the first time in 50 years. He's received 93% of the vote. One write-in candidate received 1%. The other 6% in write-in votes went elsewhere. Said in both of his mayoral races, Johnson has received the support of big-time Republicans. He asked Senator John Cornyn to administer his oath of office. Let me tell you a little secret. I know Texas politics really well. There are many people who will put a D behind their name and then they act like Republicans. Eric Johnson was a Republican when he ran. He says, I'll fix these problems with Republican attitude. But I can't run as a Republican. When I was in Missouri, we had a black dude, a Dooley, county commissioner, big deal, county, whatever. I think he ran the county. And he told me point blank, he said, Kev, everything the man said when I was listening to him, I said, you're the first Democrat I've ever written a check to. And he says, Kev, I said, everything you espouse is Republican. Well, he got hard-pressed. We were at a fundraiser for him. This is where I physically met him. Fundraiser. And black people were like, well, man, we got these set-asides. He says, hey, let me stop you. He says, if there's a set-aside for you, I'm all for it. He goes, that's federal. He says, but you better be qualified because you're going to represent. If you think it's a set-aside for you to just get a little bit off the top, we're not doing it. We're not playing that game here. He says, but if you're qualified, I will absolutely fight tooth and nail for your organization. And I just remember going, what? So when we were doing a sidebar, he said to me, he goes, I think the way you think, but I can't get elected unless I have a D after my name. And I went, done, wrote the check, bam, handed it to him. Because that's all I needed to hear. There are many of those people out there. Now, sadly, we play the game one way or the other. I think they should remove your R or your D or your I if you happen to be an independent. I think they should remove it. The problem is we have a party system and it's broken. I'll tell you, here in Arizona, it's broken. People, they set up their little fiefdoms. They got their power plays and all this. And I'm not going to say nobody. The majority of these groups are not working together. They pick their sides and then they go at it. And what's interesting is even if they separate and it's A and B, there will be subset of A, subset of B, you know, subset 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of A, B, subset 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of B. Then they end up fighting and that splinters off. And next thing you know, we got 50,000 different Republican religions. And I tell them at every meeting that I go to, you do understand that the left is, they got one religion. Beat us. If we adopt one religion, which is defeat them, and stop worrying about the personalities, we'll be okay. This guy, he's a Democrat. Okay? I'm talking about Eric Johnson. But what Mayor Eric Johnson was is a pragmatist that said, I'm going to turn this city around and do the right things. Unlike Chicago's mayor. You know who's trying to do it, but he's getting resistant? Eric Adams out of New York. Maybe we should just elect all these guys named Eric. He goes on to say, unfortunately, many of our cities are in disarray, and many mayors and other local officials have failed to make public safety a priority or to exercise fiscal restraint. He says, most of these local leaders are proud Democrats who view cities as laboratories for liberalism rather than havens for opportunity and free enterprise. Too often, local tax dollars are spent on policies that exacerbate homelessness, coddle criminals, make it harder for ordinary people to make a living. Too many local Democrats insist on virtue signaling, proposing half-baked government programs that aim to solve every single societal ill, and on finding new ways to thumb their noses at Republicans at the state or federal level. Enough! This makes for good headlines, but not for safer, stronger, more vibrant cities. Folks! Really? I don't know how you feel. I feel energized. Mayor of Dallas, Texas, says, I'm a proud Republican. Your policies don't work, leftists, and we're going to do something about it. Can he be the next governor of Texas, please? Maybe that's what he's angling for. And by the way, I'm not going to get all up in their business up in Texas, but maybe he's a snake. Maybe he's a fraud. I don't know. But this is not fraud talk, and the results prove for themselves. Is he willing to continue to do it? Because these are the people that I want. But I'm going to give you another little secret. I have an organization called ARC in Action. Americans for Real Change is what ARC stands for. And what it's meant to do is say, okay, Eric, I'm going to take you at your word. But if you're not truthful about what you're saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clip you off at the knees. Because I got 3 million people in the Texas area that are willing to vote you out, no matter what you decide to do or turn against you. So are you legit? Here's what I will say. He appears to be legit. And we got to go with guys like him who have the cojones to thumb their noses at the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All these IRS whistleblowers remind me of the women who came forward on the Love Gov. First there was one, and then there was two, and then there were 20. Or maybe it's more like how Breitbart out at Acorn making the Democrats think that their crimes were isolated. If you guys don't remember that, I was involved in it. Andrew Breitbart called me and said, Kevin, you're going to be my bet guy. I'm going to go on TV, talk about Acorn. But he goes, they think we only have one location, but we've got six. And then we're going to roll out one, then the second, then the sixth. And we were able to bring down that crooked organization that was going to allow Guatemalan midget girls or prostitutes in and get them housing on your tax dollars. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So, Red State has this article. In an unexpected development. Unexpected? Please. Maybe it was unexpected to them. I think there'll be many more IRS people ready to blow the whistle. Let me put it to you this way. There are dozens of whistleblowers in the government that would love to tell you what Joe Biden's doing and these crooks are doing. They'd love to. They're afraid to. What's unexpected is, you know, when the only thing unexpected is that they do it, but they're there. And I think it's not unexpected anymore because we've had two. Now we've got a third. So they said this is an unexpected development. A third IRS agent who worked on the Hunter Biden case has come forward. In closed-door testimony that took place on Capitol Hill on Thursday, Michael Batdorf testified that U.S. Attorney David Weiss faced roadblocks from the DOJ in charging Biden's son. Okay, great. Thank you for telling us what we already know. Now, I'm not decrying it at all. I'm glad he's saying it. But really, okay, an investigation that took 5 years on a gun charge that we know he did. Why do we know? Because we had Hunter Biden's laptop. We had the DOJ, FBI, who wouldn't even acknowledge that it existed. They knew it was Hunter Biden's laptop and allowed a narrative, a fake news narrative, that it wasn't. It was Russian misinformation. Hunter Biden's got drug usage, he's got prostitution on it, he's got interstate commerce of prostitutions, which is effectively sex trafficking. He's got crooked business deals that he's brokering with his father, unpaid taxes. He's lied about what he did, this money went for this or whatever. Oh, it was my golf deal when it was really paying for sex clubs. What else do you need? And this is what we're dealing with. Faced roadblocks, this guy wanted to come forward and say, here's what you've been doing. And you know who was acting as if, there was no problem with it? Merrick Garland, Attorney General. Michael Batdorf is the IRS Director of Field Operations, and he told the House Ways and Means Committee, closed-door interview, he was frustrated by the refusal of the Justice Department to approve tax charges on IRS agents viewed as well supported by evidence. They know this. They know that the Biden family's been earning money. Look, we've got video of Joe Biden working the room with Hunter and a host of things. A host of things. He said Batdorf's statement corroborate what Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, the first and second whistleblowers, told Congress, namely that Weiss was not given the freedom to pursue charges unabated, as A.G. Merrick Garland claimed. That guy should be kicked out of office, Merrick Garland. He's a liar. The IRS agent also testified to the fact that he himself had grown frustrated with the Department of Justice for stonewalling the investigation. He also revealed a bit of possible corruption. Weiss had Gary Shapley removed from the case. He said that he removed him from the Hunter Biden case at the direction of Weiss, Shapley having done nothing wrong. Batsdorf's testimony was the latest piece of evidence to suggest that Weiss did not enjoy the unfettered authority to pursue. And in fact, I'll bet you money that Weiss was being told, you must get rid of Gary Shapley. Get him off the case. He's getting too close. Further, as if you need more. I love these reveals. But wait, ShamWow! I feel like Paul Harvey. And now, the rest of the story. Batdorf suggested the DOJ was giving preferential treatment to Hunter, allowing his legal time far more opportunities to meet with the DOJ's tax division than that we would get as a normal person. That allowed Hunter to plead his case and try to influence the outcome of the investigation. DOJ tax would have to authorize charges prior to David Weiss recommending an indictment or prosecution, Batdorf said. My understanding is that he can't make the decision without DOJ tax authorization. He confirmed that Hunter Biden's defense team was given an unusual number of chances, possibly as many as four, to meet with DOJ tax investigators and argue why their client shouldn't face charges. This thing reeks to holy Hades of everything we already know. The DOJ ran interference for Hunter Biden at the highest level. It's not a Department of Justice. They do this with the knowing that Joe Biden is part of it. It's a cover-up. It goes beyond just, oh, we're going to try to help Hunter out, you know, a little wink-wink nudge here and there. This isn't just like a little favor. This is a massive cover-up. And now we got a third guy. What's going to happen? Oh, no. Republicans don't impress me. The Republicans are not the group that I go, oh, man, they're going to jump all over this. They, you know, woo, look at what's about to happen here. Nope. Don't believe it. Says it seems pretty clear that the DOJ didn't want to charge Hunter Biden. Now, the question the guy's asking is, are they trying to protect Joe Biden and his family, or they didn't want the political headache? Well, I know the answer. They wanted to protect Joe Biden. Now, the real question for me, and I think what we're going to start getting answers to, and of course Menendez and a bunch of other stuff, they're going to try to, you know, get in the way. Whoa, let's go after Menendez. You know, ooh, he's the real crooked one. I already talked about Menendez. Menendez is Joe Biden. He's almost every one of these Democratic senators, and maybe, let me put it this way. He's every one of these leftist senators. And I say leftist because I don't want to put a party affiliation on it. Menendez has been he's been feathering his nest ever since he was a senator. And Joe Biden has been doing the same thing since he got Hunter involved in 2000, whatever. When did it start? 2014? 2015? Once Barack Obama got that second term, Joe Biden said, boy, we got to start making hay, son. And that's what they did. So no, they didn't want to charge him. But now they got a quandary. What are they going to do? I'm telling you right now, when we get beyond this, the morass and everything that the media wants to, you know, pretend isn't happening, and we can keep Comer in the news, keep the House Judiciary Committee in the news. I'm talking about Jim Jordan and others. Keep Hunter Biden in the news. Don't let these people live it down. We will win this. I reflect back on everything that Merrick Garland says. And I think, what's his explanation? How do you explain this away? How do you, when you go dot to dot to dot to dot, how do you connect the dots or watch these dots get connected? And how are you going to walk this back? I'm anxious to see. He obviously lied when he said Weiss had the power to charge Biden as he saw fit. But who's really running the DOJ? Is Garland going to get under enough pressure to where he, you know, has to, you know, people are going to wonder what's up with that? I mean, people are already wondering that. Same with Christopher Wray. I'm going to tell you right now, nothing would make me more excited than to see Donald Trump get back into office and really get to the bottom of this. Now, of course, he's going to fire these guys. But that absolutely is something that I can't wait for. And I think that when we look at why has Trump got this level of popularity, which, you know, he did a great job as president outside of Wolfsburg and picking the wrong people. But why does he have that popularity? Why does he have that strong of a base? People want to see what I want to see. I want to see people brought to justice.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.